Memories sweep over me as I look at the mercury and all those stone treasures. After passing the exam to become a general practitioner in Vienna, they promised me I would get the first hygiene-related office in the country. This used to be an office that promoted hygiene and the prevention of infectious diseases. However, the job was given to someone else. On the recommendation of the personal physician of Empress Maria Theresa, Van Swieten, I was sent to Idria, where the miners had not yet had constant care nor medical assistance. As if the journey to Idria was foretelling me what the next 15 years would be like, it started very turbulently. My family and I experienced a shipwreck on the Inn River. Fortunately, there were no casualties, but all our luggage, including books and medical equipment, sank. Most of the time, I did not feel well in Idria. I felt as if I was buried among the hills, and the hardships of a mining life left me powerless. I set about treating the miners with great enthusiasm, but I later got into certain disagreements with the mine director, Sartori, who was not too kind to me. He did not accept many of my suggestions, and in all the years of my service, we never agreed upon our views regarding the needs of miners and my work in Idria as a doctor. I also came into conflict with the pharmacist and certain others. That is why I have repeatedly requested to leave Idria, but the Empress did not listen to my pleas. Perhaps that is the reason why she founded a mining school in Idria and appointed me professor of chemistry and mineralogy. With my departure, the school also closed its doors. Those were times bereft of friends. I had no one to talk to about my discoveries from nature. I regret to admit that over time I began to neglect my basic mission and was not a good doctor. I immersed myself in nature, and sometimes, even after several months, I was not available to the miners. I left the care of their health to the pharmacist. Today, I understand him, but then dark times overshadowed me. I lost my first family in Idria. My only consolation was the correspondence, with whom we described many plant and animal species together. These letters are also a kind of review of my life and research. I waited most impatiently for the letters from my reverend correspondent, Carl Linnaeus. Perhaps you have heard of him, the Swedish botanist, physician, and zoologist, the first to scientifically name plants and animals and systematically classify them. According to his suggestions, we named many plants with Latin names at the time. Despite all the difficulties, these 15 years in Idria were the most productive period of my life. During my stay here, I published many discussions, especially my basic works, Flora Carniolica, where I described and named about 1,100 plant species from Carniola, and Entomologia Carniolica, the first monograph on insects and other arthropods in Carniola all the way to Trieste. During my stay in Idria, I also published the collection De Hydrargyro Idriensi Tentamina Physico-Chemico-Medica, where in the third section I describe the symptoms of mercury poisoning in miners and also kiln operators. I remember how diligently I prepared packages with specimens of plants and animals and sent them through various naturalists of the time to Linnaeus. How happy I was with his comments and corrections. I really considered him a role model. I was filled with joy when he wrote to me that he would like to see my book, Flora Carniolica. The mail used to be very different in those days, and the book got lost along the way. Linné eventually got it from a German medic. In 1769, after 15 long years of service in Idria, I was sent to Banská Štiavnica in Slovakia, where I taught at the Metallurgical Academy, which was considered the leading academy at that time.